Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Marvin Brown's here, too. Marvin is a new friend. He's the author of How to Meet and Talk to Anyone, Anywhere, Anytime. He's a former certified former financial planner, a former national sales manager in the investment industry. He has his own company, which is called Contact Management. Is that right? Did I get that right?
Contact Strategies.
Contact Strategies, LLC. That's it. Sorry about that. And he's our new friend, Marvin Brown. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you with us, the president of Contact Strategies, LLC. Marvin, when I told the audience you were going to join us, I was saying that everybody wants to make a good first impression, not the other kind of a first impression, and everybody wants to do that because you only, as we all know, you only get a chance to do that one time, right?
That's the rule, yes.
So what's the key to making a good first impression?
That's a great question, and you know, the interesting answer, for me at least, is to reverse the attempt that you try to make. You know, you go to a cocktail party, and everybody's walking around, and they look like they're having a good time and enjoying themselves. But the reality is that underneath, everybody is also walking around with some anxiety that they want to make a good first impression.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they're really trying very hard. Well, there's an old expression, and it's called people like people who like them.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were to meet you, let's say, at a cocktail party, and I was to pay more attention on meeting you than how I was going to present myself, there's a high order of probability that we're going to have a good time and you're going to say, gee, it was really nice to meet you. And what I mean by that is that stand there, make eye contact with the person, get involved with the person. Be there at the present.
Don't be in the moment. Be in the moment with them.
Be in the moment. That's the best way to put it. And when people are talking, don't figure out what you're trying to say. If you listen, it'll come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And just even what you just did is so important when people are talking and you say, aha, really? Oh, I see. And just by doing that, people are going to love talking to you, and you're going to make a great first impression.
So you're saying don't push it on them, pull it from them.
Perfect.
Don't push your brilliance, your wonderfulness on them. Pull that same stuff out of them.
Yes, and then once they feel that they did make a good first impression, they're going to like you as well.
So I'm just imagining two people have just read your book the day before. They meet each other in a cocktail party, and they can't have a conversation because nobody wants to go first. That would be a high-class problem, wouldn't it, Marvin?
Well, one of them is going to have to go first.
If you find yourself in that case, just flip a coin and then go with that.
Hey, absolutely.
So, okay, one of the things, it's really important that we think about this before we go in, right? I mean, before we meet someone, we're meeting a new prospect, or we're in a networking event, or somebody's introduced us to someone. As human beings, as egomaniacs, some of us, especially talk show hosts, Marvin, we have to have a word with ourselves about this, don't we? We have to think about it, don't we?
Well, the whole key is to understand that a conversation is a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the traffic goes both ways equally. sometimes it's your turn to talk, and other times it's the other person's time to talk. And just when it's their time to talk, let them talk.
Mm-hmm. Well, but if you have, I guess what I'm saying is there are certain skills, communication skills that you can acquire, and you talk about them in your book that help you. For example, if you already know how to ask the right questions to get them to talk to you. In other words, you say, you know, I understand you're in the financial industry, Marvin. Tell me about how's that industry doing these days, or have something that would cause them to talk to you first.
Absolutely. It's the old story of closed-ended questions or open-ended questions where someone says yes or no. One of the tips that I'd like to give your audience is this. That is skill that is, for some reason, hard for people to acquire.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people say, gee, I wish I was a therapist that I know how to ask open-ended questions, or a reporter, or just as you just did. And you really nailed it on the head with that open-ended question. But what I'm saying or suggesting to your audience is don't be afraid about asking the closed-end question first. And while they're answering, relax, and then it'll be easy for you to ask that open-ended question.
Well, the one thing about a closed-ended question, if they answer it exactly as they could, you're only going to get a yes or a no.
Absolutely.
And that means that you got to come up with something else to say real quick, right? But if you ask, I was taught, Marvin, to use one of the five interrogatives: who, what, when, where, how, and why. If you stick, and I used to practice this, and I'd almost, you know, in the early days, I would start out by asking it the wrong way, and I would literally get a word or two out, and I'd bite that off, and I'd say, okay, stick an interrogative in front. And so instead of saying, do you do so-and-so, I would stop and say, how do you do that?
Those are the golden rules that you just expressed very clearly. Those are the rules, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But you also said something, and I think the audience should know, is that a lot of people feel like when they meet people like you, and say, oh, boy, I wish I had a talent like that. He's such a natural. Well, it's a skill. And there isn't a skill in the world that you have to work on it.
Right.
And so people should really know that they really don't be embarrassed when they have to work on these skills.
And that's the reason why you should buy a book like Marvin's, How to Meet and Talk to Anyone, Anywhere, Anytime. He'll help you get those skills. Marvin Brown and I will be right back, 20 after, more on how to meet people and talk to them after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.